Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The Bidens were said to be bringing class to the White House. If you go search for any of the clips where people talk about Trump and, you know, how bad he was and how Biden was going to bring civility, I think was the word they talked about, to the White House. After they deposed Trump, we were supposed to get this whole new ring of new leadership, the Democrats, who were going to make us proud to be Americans again. Class. Civility. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We have a man in the White House who is a pathological liar. He is a clown of the highest proportion. He runs the clown show. I'm not saying it for effect. I'm telling you, Joe Biden's a clown. He's been a political clown for almost four decades. Nobody's cared about him until Barack Obama pulled him from the ashes, and until, with the help of the voting machine people and the people behind this cabal, they fixed an election that put this clown in the White House under the guise that he was bringing class. Civility. By the way, just so you know, the reason why I wrote the book Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies, that's what was said about Barack Obama. Michael Eric Dyson said Barack Obama was going to bring sexy brilliance to the White House. And I asked, did he have a pet named Sexy Brilliance? Because there ain't nothing sexy or brilliant about Barack Obama. This is what they want you to think. The Democrats always want you to think you're trading out the bad to put in the good, which is them. But the facts are, Donald Trump was class. His family was class. You can look at his flaws. Oh, Kevin, he was divorced. Big deal. Who isn't these days? Donald Trump, let me tell you, you want to look at a family that was pretty amazing? Donald Trump has three wives. The kids all get along. None of them that I know of are in rehab or going out with, you know, prostitutes, putting all their junk on a laptop or whatever. And we'll get more into Hunter stuff, because that's what this show, this hour is about for the most part, because I want to show you these classy Bidens. Now, we've talked about them in general. I mean, I've given you Joe Biden's real record, and we'll go through it again, you know, briefly, because I want you to understand what the Democrats consider class and civility. Civility. Donald Trump built himself into a self-made billionaire with a loan from his father. And what's funny, they tried to criticize him for that. How dare he get a loan of $1 million from his daddy? I wish I had a dad I could have gotten a loan of $1 million for. What would I be today? I'd be Elon Musk's competition. That's what I'd be. As if a father loaning his son money is a bad thing. That's what fathers do. That's what parents do. It's just ridiculous. But, you know, and people, even on our side, Kevin, so what? These are the Lincoln Project people and the anti-Trumpers. Yeah, with Donald Trump, I mean, anybody could be somebody if they got $1 million. What, really? Let me tell you what anybody could be if they were handed $1 million. Let me just put it this way. What do you think would have happened if Joe Biden had handed Hunter $1 million? You think Hunter would have become a billionaire? Or would he have just gone deeper into his crackhead nonsense? Most people that get $1 million wouldn't even know what to do with it. They'd be broke within 6 months. This guy took $1 million loan from his daddy. He built it into Trump. You know, made his family name iconic, and people want to criticize this. Even if it's,
I don't think Donald Trump should run a second term.
Why? What has he done that's so bad? Before Donald Trump was ever president, you had some level of respect for him. Then he becomes president, and you know what he does? He performs. You may not like everything. I certainly didn't like the Wu-Flu stuff, but he got caught up in the politics of it. But you liked a heck of a lot of what he did. I don't care what side of the Trump equation you're on. You take his name off of it, you like something. How about this? How about this for a change? He lived up to what he said he was going to do as a politician. He started immediately doing it. He got rid of he saved Carrier. He brought manufacturing back. He started dismantling the military, decoupling it from LGBT nonsense, etc. Outlawed CRT and all this other nonsense in the education system. What do you want him to do? He reduced your taxes. People were getting, companies were giving people well above minimum wage, 15, 17, 19 bucks an hour without any government interference, and I could go on. What part of that did you not like? I'm just saying this, I want you to really check yourself. If you're still one of these people that's going, well, I don't know about that Donald Trump, I mean, I don't know. Seriously. Again, I ask you, what'd you think about him before? Did you think, wow, dude made himself into a billionaire? Yeah, he's had some marriage issues or whatever, but no real major stuff. He's not a crackhead. The dude's never done a drug in his life. You'd think he was Mormon. No, that's Mitt Romney's perfect family. Remember them? I do. I thought they were amazing. You know what Mitt Romney was? He's a go-along-to-get-along rhino. You get a guy who's flawed, which, by the way, memo to everybody listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, so are all of you. So Donald Trump's flawed, but he comes in and he performs like a rock star. And you know what people do? They second guess him. That should tell you all you need to know about, am I really? Because a lot of people think, I don't pay attention to the media. They don't tell me what to do. I don't follow along. Yeah, you do, you bunch of lemmings. If there are people out there thinking that, you are nothing more than a leftist lemming. You think your mind is yours, but it has been taken over. Because nobody evaluating Trump on the merits would say, I don't want him to have a second term. Nobody. Nor would you say he didn't bring class to the White House. He brought the classiest first lady in the history of the White House. The classiest. Forget Jackie O. Melania Trump was class. She held herself with all the class you can imagine. You know what this nation did? They treated her like crap. Compare Melania Trump to Jill. Oh, I'm sorry, Dr. Jill. In any way, and tell me who you want is your first lady, truly representing you. A woman who wants to fake her credentials or a classy woman like Melania Trump? We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Class in the White House, yeah. A guy, Donald Trump, who doesn't drink, never done a drug in his life, brings a classy supermodel, an immigrant who made good in America, and I could go on. A guy who is a self-made billionaire, who has elevated his family name to be iconic, isn't doing it by using other nations to say, oh, let's get another nation to pay my bills for me. Didn't let his kids pay his, you know, the whatever the piece that the big guy gets. And by the way, look at his children in comparison to Joe Biden's. Go look at the son that Joe touts all the time is, ooh, dude, huh? Bo, he was a good son, whatever. Bo was not a good son. And Hunter was far worse. Remember this exchange between Donald Trump and Joe Biden during the debate? And as you reflect on this, remember who was right and who was wrong.
My son was in Iraq. He spent a year there. He got the Bronze Star. He got the Conspicuous Service Medal. He was not a loser. He was a patriot. And the people left behind there were heroes.
Really?
And I resent
White Hill. Are you talking about Hunter?
Talking about my son, Bo Biden. You're talking about
Hunter. I don't know Bo. I know Hunter.
Yeah,
Hunter,
you know,
got thrown, Hunter got thrown out of the military. He was thrown out, dishonorably discharged.
That's not true. It wasn't dishonorably.
Cocaine use. And he didn't have a job until you became vice president. And once you
None
became
of that
vice
is
president,
true.
He made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
that is simply
and various
not
other places.
True.
He made
my
a
son,
fortune.
Gentlemen, my son.
And he didn't have a job.
My son, like a lot of people you know at home, had a drug problem. He's overtaken it. He's fixed it. He's worked on it. And I'm proud of him.
But why
I'm
was
proud
he given
of my
tens
son.
Of millions
All right,
of dollars?
He wasn't given
right.
tens
then
of millions
was
of dollars. That is totally discredited.
Everything that Donald Trump said about Hunter Biden is true, and it's far worse than what even Trump knew at the time. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Joe Biden supposedly bringing class and civility to the White House. This is what we were told. They were getting rid of this crass Donald Trump, the guy who tweeted things. Ooh, he's so nasty when he tweets. Oh, my gosh. How can we have a guy that tweets? All he does is tweet. His tweets are so vulgar. Let's compare Joe Biden, a man who is a pathological liar. A man who lied throughout his entire political career, from plagiarizing speeches to essentially making his credentials so much better than what I graduated at the top of my law class. And you know what you found out? He graduated in the bottom. I have multiple degrees. He does not. And I could go on. And this is who gets elevated politically, folks. This is who the Democrats know is a liar, a man who lies for sport, a guy who would make you say to yourself, is he all there? You dog-faced pony soldiers? Who comes up with this nonsense? Oh, how dare you? I'm stronger than you. You want to do push-ups right now? Everything's a competition to the guy who knows he wears two masks. And you know what Joe Biden knows that you know about him? What Joe Biden hates is when you know without any question he's a liar. And that's when people call him out. Well, what about this? You said you did this. Oh, how dare you? You weren't there. You don't know anything about it. And he fights with tooth and nail to protect the lie, the same way his party does. That's why he's only good for Democrats. Let me ask you, would you accept Joe Biden as a member of the whatever you were doing? In other words, if he's your friend, he's at the country club, he's your top chef, whatever. Would you believe in it? Would you want that guy in your life? Because I'm going to tell you right now, there is no way I would want a friend like Joe Biden. Yeah. This is a guy who had white racist friends, said it, admitted it, that they were his friends, and yet, you know what the left did? They said Donald Trump was the racist, and they say it to this day. They wholly ignore the multitude of racist comments that Joe Biden made, not only in the past, but even leading up to the election, where he says, you ain't black unless you vote for him. Talking to black folks, this old white fool, this clown, has the nerve to say to black people, you ain't black unless you vote for me. I'm the one who determines your blackness. And do you know what Charlemagne the God did? Nothing. That feckless, worthless piece of crap so-called radio host didn't call Biden out for anything. And I told you guys, even when that happened, when Biden, he says, how you doing, Mr. Vice President? He says, I'm fine. He says, how you doing? And Charlemagne the God said, I'm blessed, whatever, and highly favored. And Joe Biden says, no, you're not. You're black. You're low. You're hurting. You know, blah, blah, blah. And Charlemagne the God didn't even correct him. If he said, how you doing? I said, I'm doing fine. He says, no, you can't be doing fine, Kevin. I'd say, hold on a minute, old white fool. If I tell you I'm doing fine, that's the answer. If I weren't doing fine, I would tell you that. So let's start off on equal footing. Don't try to tell me how to feel. Charlemagne the God was too stupid to even catch it. How you doing? I'm fine. Oh, no. And I'm blessed, black, and highly favored. And then he goes on and says, oh, you're not. You're catching pure heck. You're a black man in America. And Charlemagne goes, you right.
You step and fetch it, little puppet. That's what you are. Yet, let me tell you what the black leftists do. They call us step and fetch it. They call black people, black conservatives, step and fetch it. These are the step and fetch it silly Negroes out there. I would have called Biden out immediately. In the minute he said, you ain't black, I would have said, hold on a second. You old fool, you don't tell black people how to vote. You don't get our vote automatically. Who are you? Who do you think you are? But you know what? He couldn't do it. Didn't have the cojones. Because it takes a pair. Just like it took a pair to tell Fox to go shove it when they wanted me to take back my comment about those lying skanks. They are lying skanks. I'll say it to the day I die. Even if I die in totally in poverty. So he's a pathological liar with racist friends. Joe Biden is a racist himself. And he's worse than that. This is a dude who caused his first wife to drive the family in front of an 18-wheeler. Now, I don't know all the details leading up to it. You can go do the research yourself. But there are many people who this is not some conspiracy theory. And the reason why I can tell you I know this is because Joe Biden said the guy, the trucker who hit his family was drunk. And when I researched this story, I found out he was nowhere near drunk. And the man said that woman ran a red light or whatever and drove that car directly in front of his path. And let me tell you something. If you're driving a truck, an 18-wheeler, and you're drunk and you kill the family of a Senate candidate, you're going to prison. That guy didn't go to prison, and his daughter fought most of her father's life to clear his name. He died not too long after that. She fought to clear his name that Joe Biden dared drag through the mud. That's the kind of person Joe Biden is. But as the left said, he's a classy dude. The guy who screwed around on his wife and messed over his best friend to marry Dr. Jill.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is making more big moves up. AAA saying the national average price for regular is now $4.76 a gallon, a nickel higher than Thursday. Gas prices have jumped 14 cents over the past 3 days, with 9 states now seeing statewide averages above $5 a gallon. This has the administration asking other countries for help.
The OPEC oil cartel and allied producing countries, yes, that does include Russia, will raise production to 648,000 barrels per day in July and August, offering some relief for a global economy that's been suffering from soaring energy prices. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting the economy added 390,000 jobs in May, the unemployment rate remaining 3.6%. USA Radio News. Reaction continuing to come in to President Biden's speech regarding gun control on Thursday night. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox News when President Biden was vice president, he and the Democrats shot down Senator Cruz's proposed gun reform bill.
Part of my legislation, the Grassley-Cruz legislation, was $300 million for school safety, which could have perhaps prevented this horrific crime in Uvalde, and Joe Biden and the Democrats filibustered that legislation.
Biden saying he wants to raise the age to 21 to buy a firearm. One-third of Ukraine's population has fled in the first 100 days of the Russian invasion. That's according to the UN Refugee Agency, which tweeted a video marking this point in the conflict. It featured a child refugee saying, "There is nothing more scary in the world than war." This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So what about the Americans who really today only want me to ask you about Hunter Biden's laptop? How are you going to get them to see that you are fighting for them when they're so dead against you?
There's nothing to any of that. Nothing to any of that. It's all a smear. Every major outfit, every serious investigator has pointed out that this is a smear. This is classic Trump. We have 4 days left, and all of a sudden there's a laptop. And you may recall, there's also talk about 4 months before there was a similar thing that somebody had, allegedly. There's overwhelming evidence that from the intelligence community that the Russians are engaged. I mean, look, this is my son's an honorable man, and all the investigations that were done around the issue of what was going on in Ukraine, if you notice, every one of the major people who worked for Trump during the impeachment went under oath, and under oath said Biden did his job. No law was broken. Biden did his job. Hunter Biden broke no laws. That was the testimony, their testimony from Republicans and intelligence community people. So I think that is, look, politics has become too crass, too dirty, too ugly, and the perpetrator of an awful lot of this has been, he didn't start it all, but he has taken to a new level, this president.
How significant is this, John?
Well, look, it seems pretty clear that Hunter Biden was trading on his father's name to make a lot of money. He's had a difficult life. But until you make someone makes a nexus between what Hunter Biden has done and official activities of Vice President Biden or President Biden, it's a not pretty picture, but it's not really much public import in terms of the policy of the United States or the administration of the government. And the fact that an investigation has been sustained during the Biden administration is an indication that the government is working on this subject. And we'll see what the results are. But so far, there is zero evidence that Vice President Biden or President Biden has done anything wrong in connection with what Hunter Biden's done.
Keeping things classy, those Democrats. Yeah, Joe Biden. My son is an honorable man. Yeah, he's honorable. And so is Joe Biden, the big guy. He's honorable. And, you know, they're keeping the investigation open. So, you know, that should tell the public all they need to know about the Bidens. You know, but what shouldn't tell the public all they need to know about the Bidens is what's being revealed about the Bidens. Don't let that skew your view of the Bidens. Because, you know what? We've got a narrative. They're bringing class and civility to the White House. Hunter Biden, who dated his late brother's wife, Hallie, which, by the way, Hallie had her problems, too. I mean, certain people are off limits in relationships. Brothers dating each other's wives is off limits. At least it is in my family. I don't know how it is in, you know, I ain't going to speak for white folks, okay? Y'all do what you do. But I'm just going to say, in most society, most places, brothers dating each other's wives is not exactly, you know, it's a bit taboo. But according to the information out that's being revealed about Hunter's laptop, he had an obsession with MILFs. Here's what the searches were. MILF, crack cocaine, porn, lonely widows, and incest fantasies. Can you imagine what this dude would have been like growing up with his little sister had they survived the car wreck where his mother drove them in front of that 18-wheeler? What do you think her life would have been like with this crackhead? Lonely widows and incest fantasies. This is according to his search history. 6 days before his laptop broke in March of 2019. According to the Daily Mail, Hunter also loved filming himself banging prostitutes. I'm not putting anything on this. This is what they said. And then uploading them to his own Pornhub account, RH East, none of which showed Hunter's face. In one instance, Hunter texted a Pornhub page to a phone number saved in his contacts as Dad on October 22 of 2018. However, the Mail points out, this is the Daily Mail, points out that Hunter and Joe Biden used each other's phone numbers at various times. So it's unclear if Joe was the intended recipient. Really, it's unclear. First of all, do you let your son or daughter use your phone number or do they have their own? I'm just curious. Asking for a friend. And I don't know how freaky things work, again, in crazy leftist white people place, white people's minds. But would you send your pornographic materials to your thing marked Dad? I mean, for all intents and purposes, it could have been Joe Biden saying that's part of the payoff. You know, Hunter, whatever you do, the big guy gets his piece. So Joe got a chance to see Hunter in action. And don't laugh and don't act like, Kevin, you're making this stuff up. Don't feel like I'm making it up. Joe was a total freak himself. Bo was a freak. That was a Maury, Jerry Springer family waiting to happen. And had Joe Biden not been a senator, you'd see this family on Dr. Phil or somebody going, well, I just want to explain. I'll explain to me why your daddy was all involved up in your sexcapades there, Hunter. Then we get this article is in Zero Hedge. It said, then we get to widow porn. This dude had a fetish. Hunter, who had a controversial relationship with his brother's widow, to say the least. I'd say he had a controversial relationship with his brother. Who knows what those two were doing to bring such freakiness into a life. Look, and I'm not trying to moralize. I don't really care. Here's the thing I would say if Joe Biden came out and said, look, my son Hunter, he had a sex addiction. He's a freak. He's a weirdo. We love him. We all knew it. He was working on drug addiction. He was working on porn addiction. He was working on prostitute addiction. He was working on, you know, whatever his addictions are. And he's flawed. He's completely flawed. And, you know, pray for him for me. I would say no problem. But you know what he does? He says, he's the best guy I know. He's the toughest guy I know, man. Hunter, he's a trooper. Hunter's it. Let me tell you, if that was happening inside of my family, I wouldn't be calling him the best guy I know. I wouldn't be talking about, he's an amazing young man. I'd be saying, that's my crazy cousin. That's the one you want to keep your kids away from. That's the one you don't even want him to babysit your pets. Because, as they say, he'll screw the pooch and sell the pups. That's Hunter Biden. Unbelievable, man. This is the class that was brought to the White House, folks. These are the people that, say, are going to bring class and civility into the body politic. And here's the deal. The Democrats knew. You know how much research goes into a candidate before you select them? I want you to understand something, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. They research the living daylights out of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and all their misgivings, all their things, and they still picked them. They picked them knowing Hunter Biden was illegally doing business. They picked them knowing all the baggage that Hunter had. That is the level of desperation that the Democrats had when they were trying to figure out who they could use for the big cheat. And as I said, for those of you who want to know more about it, we're about to make the phase two of the 2,000 mules. It goes into even more detail. You're going to see perp walks. If you want to support our mission here, go to my webpage, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, hit the donate button, and donate. We are about to make another explosive movie that shows exactly why these guys cheated. And I'm going to tell you, they had no better person. They couldn't pick anybody better than a pathological liar, a philanderer, who's got a crackhead son, who's essentially embroiled this country into all kinds of geopolitical messes. That's who they picked. Hunter Biden, widow porn, controversial relationship with his brother's widow, also repeatedly searched Pornhub for videos involving widows, including, here's a quote, homemade widow porn, homemade lonely widow porn, and lonely widow porn. The Biden's son, who was 49 at the time, searched for porn videos involving teenagers, according to his browsing history. This is the family the Democrats call class. Keep it classy, Democrats. So we all know what Democrats are about, right? If they tell you they're bringing class, they're bringing debauchery. They tell you you have no class, they're telling you you have class and they have no class. You know how it works with them. When we come back, we'll talk more about these classy Bidens that the Democrats like so much.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Hey, folks, we're talking about these classy Bidens. a family that would be on either Jerry Springer or Maury or some show like that, or possibly Dr. Phil, who's trying to talk some sense into him, because this is one jacked up family. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. This is the best the Democrats had in order to perpetrate the big cheat. They brought in Joe Biden and his whacked out family. In most political circles, he'd be run out. But with the Democrats, he's a perfect person. A pathological liar, a racist who marries an egotistical skank who's got us in they have a crack, I mean, not hers, but they have a crackhead son who is using the influence of the family, if they, you can imagine that they have it, in order to enrich the family. These are the public servants that these people give us. And they traded a family like the Trump family, who's got kids that are accomplished at every level. Would you want, let's make it very simple for the people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Would you want Hunter Biden to deal with, or would you rather have Don Jr.? Would you want Hunter Biden, or would you rather have Eric Trump? Would you want Hunter Biden, or would you rather be dealing with Ivanka or Barron or the one other child? I don't know his other girl's name, but you get what I'm saying? I think you do. Hunter Biden, videos he visited in the search of his laptop. This is the one that they found, because there's one that they don't know where it is, and it's in the hands of the Russians, it's believed. But 18-year-olds and really good at writing blank, won't say it. Teen Fidelity, Country Girl, Raylan Ann, C-word pie. Lucky foreign students stripped and effed by horny teen pals. These are his searches. And Hunter's seven searches for Washington, D.C., MILF, crack, cocaine, right before he dropped the laptop off for repair. Hunter's Pornhub stats get... wow. Gosh. His Pornhub stats shows he watched 3,361 videos, had 24 subscribers, and 63, finger quote, friends on the site. He went under the name Harper, a 45-year-old single heterosexual male living in Paris. This is the class the Democrats say were brought to the White House by this new royal family, the Bidens. Trailer park trash if there ever was any. But this is the best they have. I want you to understand, they kicked over four black people, an Asian male, a Pacific Islander woman who was young, by the way, good-looking woman, Tulsi Gabbard. What, three women, at least three women, a Latino male, a gay male. They passed over all those people and a host of others in order to select the amazingly classy Biden family to shoehorn into office in the big cheat of the 2020 presidential election. I just want to make sure you understand my perspective on this. So they go on to say this. According to the report, Hunter may have also been spying on his lover, Hallie. This is his brother's widow. Accusing her at one point of sleeping with a friend. Hunter kept spreadsheets of text messages from Hallie's phone along with call logs. Now, I want you to understand the paranoia of this crackhead who is hanging out with prostitutes, filming them, uploading stuff, downloading stuff from Pornhub, watching 3,361 videos of people under the name of Harper, the bon vivant living in Paris, and he's concerned that Hallie might be involved. I think you've got a lover, Hallie. Wherever the dude goes, he's advertising for MILF, crackhead, lonely widows. Keep it classy, Hunter. Oh, my gosh. That is just too funny. Anyway, they say, he goes on to say this, if you can possibly explain this as something innocent and the man is just a good friend, then I will apologize. This is what he wrote to both of them. He wrote to the family friend, if I sent this to your girlfriend when you were away, I went to California for rehab, and 87 other texts just in March, would you be okay with that? And in the text transcript, the man texts Hallie on March 3rd and he says, come, please. Need you here. One drink and I'll fill you in when you get here. For real. I need you. Hallie replies, feel free to stay here. I'm in bed. And the friend responds, I probably will. After Hunter sent them the transcript, the friend responded angrily, denying any romantic involvement with Hallie. I blocked all of you on my phone. The idea that I lied to you about Hallie is so effing laughable, he wrote. I will never talk to Hallie ever again until she tells you I never gave her any idea that I was interested in her. It's effing so pathetic. Now, I don't know who Hunter Biden's friend is, but I'll put it to you this way. If you're Hunter Biden's friend, you're suspect. Birds of a feather. And, of course, Hunter's in this deranged crackhead mind, and he's in this delusional, crazy relationship with his brother's widow. And now the best friend, one of his buddies, of the friend of the family, he's getting into the tryst. They go on to say this. Hunter was also a huge fan of sex cams. Shocker. Shocker. Hey, in case you want to know where all that money went from that rush, that $3.5 million from the Russian oligarch and that fat diamond ring he got from the Chinese billionaire and the millions of dollars he got from Burisma to sit on the board and do nothing except arrange meetings with the big guy, I think I know where it went. I think we could follow the money trail here pretty easily. It went to prostitutes and porn sites and streaming cams of women doing who knows what. With the cut, of course, going to the big guy. I would love to. Wouldn't you like a book that says Hunter Biden's financial records, his transactions? Just go find the credit card receipts, find, you know, whatever he did. Track him for the years that he was this crackhead. I think he probably still is. Don't try to fool me. I think he's still a crackhead. I'm not going to say it's impossible to change with a guy like Hunter, but it's very difficult. We're not talking a dude sowing his royal oats, you know, from his 20s to his, you know, mid-30s. We're talking about a dude who's well into his 40s. And as the saying goes, you know, if you've got an indulgence, when you get rich, you just overindulge. It isn't like you stop. Money exacerbates all of your problems. If you've got a massive problem, money makes it worse. If you're a chili pimp crackhead, and then somebody gives you unlimited money, you become an over-the-top crackhead. And that's what Hunter did. That's what all of this shows. But hey, for the media, this is class. Unless, wait for it. You already know, unless this were a Republican's kid. If this were a Republican's kid, this would never leave the news cycle. There would be books written, panels. They would be holding college symposiums and classes over how not to be a Republican's kid, a Republican vice president or president's kid.
The kids are off limits. The kids are off limits.
That's their excuse. Sex cams, including the site glasscams.com, recordings of interactions between a naked Hunter and cam girls were also found. This guy's got a massive problem. He is compromised. I want you just to understand, how easy do you think it would be to compromise Hunter Biden while he's traveling with his dad on unofficial state business? His dad brings him along to Ukraine. He says, hey, Dad, listen, you go do your official stuff, and I'm going to go hang out. I'll be back. Everything's cool. And then Hunter goes, and the Ukrainians know, their spy agency know, man, all we got to do is give Hunter some blow and some hookers, and we got this boy over the barrel. How many places do you think they knew this about Hunter? You think it was they were like, oh my gosh, this Hunter, he's a partier. They just learned about it, or do you think they knew? You think that Hunter Biden has compromised his father and this nation, and that they're all now in collusion to try to hide all this stuff? Because you know the answer.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.